Hello, my soul-seeking friends. It's Shanna. Thank you so much for listening to Sense of Soul podcast, enlightening conversations with like-minded souls from around the world, sharing their journey of finding their light within, turning pain into purpose, and awakening to their true sense of soul. If you like what you hear, show me some love and rate, like, and subscribe. And consider becoming a Sense of Soul Patreon member, where you will get ad-free episodes, monthly circles, and much more. Now go grab your coffee, open your mind, heart, and soul. It's time to awaken. Hey, listeners, did you know that you can follow Sense of Soul on Patreon? So you can check it out before you become a member. You can also learn more about Sense of Soul Patreon at www.mysenseofsoul.com. Today on Sense of Soul, I have Tom Palladino. He is a scalar energy researcher and humanitarian. Tom is on a personal mission to make a difference in the world by providing people with the education and tools to restore their optimal health so mankind can enhance their quality of life. And Tom was a guest on Sense of Soul a few years ago, and he's joining us again today. So please welcome Tom Palladino.
Good day.
Thanks for coming back on. Part of my journey lately has kind of been around scalar energy, so I'm excited to share more with our listeners.
Let's let this new technology come to the attention of people and change the world. That's my goal. That's my overarching achievement in life.
Okay.
If I could do that, that we can introduce this as a new energy paradigm, that would be sufficient for my lifetime of work.
Do you feel that this is more accepted now because overall in the mass, we are more conscious?
Yes. I've been at this now for 40, 45 years. It was esoteric 40 years ago. Now it's becoming mainstream. Whether you use the name scalar energy or quantum energy or consciousness, people realize that energy is everywhere and hence energy is responsible for everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're barely even physical. I'm surprised I can see you, Tom.
You're right. That's the realm that we're working with. We're no longer working with physical reality. Scalar energy is non-physical. It's intention. It's consciousness. Mm-hmm. And with that in mind, you leave behind the slow pace of physical reaction, of chemical reactions. We're not dealing with chemicals. We're dealing right. with light.
Yeah. And do you find it so amazing? Like even right now, I'm looking at you via Zoom in Florida. Yes. There, I can see you very clearly. No one ever questions how we can actually see the sweat on a football player during a game.
You're absolutely right. This is a communication system. So if mm-hmm. we can communicate by way of a video, Zoom call, then right. why can't you communicate across the universe with energy? Well, you can. It's just a matter mm-hmm. of acceptance.
So what is scalar energy? Let's just start out there.
I believe scalar energy is an omnipresence. It's everywhere. Mm-hmm. Well, if this energy originates from the sun and the stars, I believe so. And the stars then will diffuse that energy throughout the universe. Then you find it in every nook and cranny, so to speak. You know, it's everywhere. You can't avoid it. Mm-hmm. So what is scalar energy? It's the light of the universe. It's the life force of the universe. Now, why is that so important? Well, with light, light is fundamental. Light dictates nature. Light instructs nature. If you want to be in the driver's seat of nature, it's light. It's energy. And chemical reactions and physical manifestation, that's on down the road. That's the effect. Mm-hmm. So why do I spend so much time with light, scalar energy? It's fundamental. It controls the universe. It serves as the instructions of the universe. I would much rather instruct the universe than be responsible somewhere downstream for the effect of nature. If we can control electricity by way of an electric appliance and then derive that from an electrical outlet, that is what a form of energy that serves a work purpose. It serves a function. Mm-hmm. Well, scalar energy is now free energy from the sun and the stars. You don't get it from the power company. And instead of getting it, extracting that from an electrical outlet, you simply tap into that in the atmosphere. So this is the perfect energy. It's free. It's clean. It's omnipresent. And scalar energy will someday replace electricity, coal, oil, gas, etc.
Is that what Tesla was trying to do or had figured out?
Yes, yes. Not too far from where you're at, Tesla built a tower in Colorado Springs. And in 1899, he demonstrated that he could extract this energy from the atmosphere. He did not have a power plant at this tower in Colorado Springs. The tower was erected just to, if you will, capture scalar energy high in the Rocky Mountains. He achieved that. That was a free energy instrument. There was no oil wells up there. There's no electrical power plant up there. He achieved free energy. And I say this frequently, we should have listened to him. You know, I hope to be able to walk into his footsteps, and I hope to be able to discover the secrets that he discovered. Mm-hmm. Tesla, for some reason, God gave him incredible intellect, developed an instrument that could simply run on free energy from the stars. Mm-hmm. Now, put that into motion, people. What if your car was operating on star power? Your home, factories, we would not be in an energy crisis. I can guarantee you that much.
Right. So then do you agree with stuff like how I know here in Colorado, they have actual Tesla roofs that Elon Musk has put out there, which is pretty interesting. The entire roof.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's a step in the right direction. We should have been doing this 100 years ago. So mm-hmm. we are moving in that direction. And, you know, I have nothing against the oil industry, but it's passe. It's inefficient.
I have a cousin who I met through my ancestry who lives at the mouth of the Mississippi at the Gulf. And what BP oil spill did to that community, generations of fishermen and oystermen done.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And it's people have to wake up that there's a better way. This new paradigm, free energy from the sun and the stars, the people have to want that. The people have to mandate that. Now, if this is free, and I'm saying it's scalar energy from the sun and the stars, then this will replace much of industry today. And that's going to be the political juggernaut that we have to overcome.
I know. They don't want anyone to know anything's free. And healing is one of those things. I want to know about the machine that you use, the scalar energy machine. Yeah. What is this?
You're right. These are instruments. These are scientifically calibrated instruments. They are scalar energy instruments, and I'm able to control scalar energy, a paradigm which is outside the electromagnetic spectrum. So they are engineered instruments. In many ways, I copied the work of Nikola Tesla. with Tesla's brilliance, I was able to arrive at these incredible instruments that control a spectrum of energy outside of the electromagnetic spectrum. It's fascinating once you get into the subject and you can ascertain how these instruments work and the benefit to be derived from these instruments. I can't underscore this enough. This is not an electromagnetic phenomenon. I don't work with electromagnetic energy. I work with scalar energy. Now, if you can imagine that instrument is able to work not through an electrical grid, but able to capture energy, a scalar wave, and then broadcast the scalar wave. That instrument allows me to send scalar energy anywhere in the world. Now, this is the very heart of the matter. I don't need electrical wires. I don't need a substation. I don't need relays. I don't need satellites. I don't need a step-down transformer. All I need is that instrument, and I can broadcast energy, scalar energy, anywhere in the world. So there is no grid system that you have to build. So what am I getting at? The universe is the grid system.
Right.
So this is free energy with the free grid system. The infrastructure is already there. So keep in mind with energy, you not only have to produce energy today, but you have to deliver it. You have to distribute it. Well, with scalar energy, you don't produce it. You simply harness it from the sun and the stars, and then you broadcast it through the atmosphere. You don't need an infrastructure.
Okay.
So this not only means free energy for mankind, but gone are all the accoutrements that are needed for our grid system. Everything from a bridge to a highway to conduit, to satellites, to telephone poles, you don't need that.
So what do you need then?
Okay, so we go back to our Zoom analogy, if you and I can have a conversation, communicate by Zoom, I communicate likewise by the Zoom of scalar energy, so to speak. I communicate with a person by way of their photograph. I never work with people. People will email me a photograph. I'll actually place a photograph inside a scalar energy instrument. Now that, if you can cogitate upon that, that's how this new science works. Everything has energy. My photograph has energy. Place my photograph inside that instrument, and the instrument will send energy to the force field of a person. Now keep in mind, this is light, it's energy, it's not a chemical process. So when I'm broadcasting this energy, everything is non-physical. So if I receive that energy, it's my non-physical being, or it's my quantum body that experiences this energy. It's not my physical body. What am I getting at? I don't work with chemicals, I work with instructions. This is not biological, this is informational.
Okay. Now, does the person who's receiving have to be aware of this?
No. Many times I treat infants, many times I treat pets.
Yeah, you need to put a few presidents in there and you leaders.
Everybody could benefit from this. It's so simple. It's safe. It's easy. Again, it's not a chemical, so there's no detox. You're working with instructions. I like your point and I laugh. Thank you for the humor. But many people need this, whether they realize it or not, this will help them.
Okay. So there's no such thing, maybe, I believe, in time and space, right? Maybe that would even heal, maybe in DNA.
Yeah, I would say you're right, that scalar energy transcends time and space. Now, if we had complete mastery over time and space, we could go forward in time or we could go back in time, so to speak. I don't have that complete mastery yet. Do I think once I place a person's photograph in the instrument that I am transcending time and space? Yes. One of the reasons why, this photograph might be 3 years old. It still represents the present moment.
Right.
So even though I've captured myself 3 years ago, I'm only in the present moment right now. Mm-hmm. So this is the information of my photograph 3 years ago. Why am I not treating myself 3 years ago? No. In a scalar dimension, there is no time. There's only one time. So the past 3 years ago is the present. If I went forward 3 years in time, it would still be the present.
True.
Okay. You understand that you're quite a philosopher. And with that in mind, that's one example of how this energy transcends time and space.
What's interesting is that I've been doing the Rasha. Are you familiar with the Rasha? No. The scalar energy machine created by Dr. Jerry Rivera Jugenio.
Oh, good.
And it actually puts out sound frequency. And he too gifts this every first and third of every month. You can just jump on a call on a Saturday at 10 o'clock Mountain Time and just listen to this. I'm not joking. It has changed my life. Yeah. So I am a believer that scalar energy holds the key to a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And in my journey recently, I was led to this through an ancient study that I was doing, that possibly they knew this back in the ancient times.
Yeah. You know, many cultures, let's go back 1,000, 2,000 years ago, without the advent of electricity, well, many people would simply study nature. And they realized that there was a life force energy. You know, there was no electrical power plant. There were no nuclear power plants. So what are they studying? The energy from the sun, the stars, that was the power plant. And many people realized and recognized scalar energy, what we call today, 1,000 years ago, was called sun power or chi or prana or ra, or some people would call that odic force. All of those terms are synonymous. We made a big mistake. We just isolated on electricity, on electromagnetic energy, and we disregarded the other energy, scalar energy. That was our big mistake. Tesla tried to announce to the world that there's two energies. Now, obviously, Tesla gave us AC electricity. He never negated his early career, but later in his career, his second half, he was developing scalar energy instruments, and he saw that it was far superior than a wired up invention. He'd rather go wireless with infinite energy. He called it radiant energy. Mm-hmm. So we're starting to realize this. We're starting to make that correction.
Right. Yeah. We have a lot to correct, but that's a huge one. That's a really big one, especially since my bills only seem to be going sky high lately, especially. And we're fighting wars over stuff like yes, this as well.
Exactly. Thank you. And that's the point here, Shanna. When you have infinite energy, you're never going to go to war over anything that has there's no scarcity. So scalar energy will not occasion lawsuits, wars, animosity. It's free. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen anybody ever have an argument over the sand upon the seashore? No. Thanks. There's plenty of sand. There's plenty of oxygen in the world. Nobody ever went to war over oxygen.
Right. Wow. Good point. So in my journey studying Sister Sophia, there's all the synchronicity around the dove, which also symbolizes the Holy Spirit. I got J.J. Hertog's book, The Keys of Enoch, just because I was having him on and I wanted to read that book. And I opened it up. There's this map. It's called Return of the Dove, and it's the ley lines on top of America. Earlier that day, it was amazing. I was doing an oracle deck and I made this card. It had the world with the dove on the front of it. And I was like, whoa, the synchronicity. Well, months go by and I'm still studying Sophia, which led me to secret societies. It was one night I opened up my door and a dove falls dead on my porch. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh my God, this is creepy. And so I kind of like took it as a warning because earlier that day I got a warning on my cell phone that said suspicious search activity. Jesuits and Freemasons is actually what it said specifically. But then I remembered J.J. Hertog's Return of the Dove. So I decided to do a Google search and it led me to this book. It's called Return of the Dove. It's by a Margaret Storm. She wrote this book about Tesla because Tesla had love for a dove. Well, I did find this book and I read it and found it to be fascinating. It's very interesting. It's a bad copy of an original book that she wrote. The beginning of the book is about like the root races. Then it goes into where Tesla was from. And many said he was from Venus and that he had returned to the mothership. Then Tesla's story. And then there's the dove. But then there's Arthur H. Matthews' story and Otis T. Carr's. I don't know if you're familiar with them, but she calls them the disciples of Nikola Tesla. So at the very end, it says she would follow up with a new book called Flame of the Dove. So I wanted to find it. No, there's no second volume. She went missing. Ghost. In fact, I found her on a radio show. You can actually listen to it. She was on a panel of like five men. This is back in the 1940s. So she goes missing. No one ever finds her again. And the only place you will find her is in the CIA declassified files of Nikola Tesla's.
There's such a cover up here.
Yes.
And why, you know, that's the term I'll use, cover up, facade, call it what you will. Why? Mm-hmm. This free energy will change everything. It will change the way we live. Now, if you have an industry where you make money off of a certain monopoly, many of the industries today are monopolies or near monopolies, and free energy is now being purported or being practiced even better, you no longer have a monopoly. I can't accentuate this enough. This new technology will change industry, it will change education, it will change the way we look at ourselves, it will change our outlook on life, and it will upset the military-industrial complex.
The systems, the box will break. I guess it's up for the younger generations who are less conditioned, right? They're less conditioned than my generation, and they're more open to experience rather than just believe what everyone's telling them to believe.
Thank you. You're absolutely right. Because you have to be inquisitive and you cannot just accept everything at face value. You know, Tesla, his experiments succeeded. He demonstrated free energy. Okay. He had working models and he demonstrated this before people. Well, why isn't this being promulgated? It's obvious. It's a suppression. So the answers are there. We just have to revisit many of Tesla's work, his theories, and we'll eventually have a free energy society. Imagine what free energy would do, not only to your pocketbook, but to your liberty, your freedom, to your health. Free energy from the sun and the stars has no chemical consequence. There is no carbon footprint. Many people say, let's go green. Sure, the easiest way is with scalar energy. There's no pollution.
Right. And then we're directly connected to our source. And it's not manipulated or manufactured for the benefit of maybe even someone's bad agenda.
So
you hear about that.
Let me say this about energy. It's fundamental. It could be used for good or evil. Why did God give Tesla this wisdom? Because he's a good man and he wanted to use it for good. Mm-hmm. And so we have to just focus, you know, with this is why I don't work with the military. We have to focus on building up society, not creating weapons of war,
right.
Not using technology for nefarious purposes.
Mm-hmm. I always wondered why, and maybe you could give me your opinion, that Thomas Edison was more infamous, you know, more popular. I mean, I think Thomas Edison, he was a Freemason. He was big in the secret societies. And Tesla, his dad believed he was a priest.
Correct.
Priest. Tesla was quiet to himself.
Yeah, I think Edison at that time aligned himself with big business. They saw the merit of his work. And even though Tesla was the first one really to introduce AC currents, AC electricity, eventually Edison copied him. But the key is this, who are you in bed with? And Edison was in bed with the cabal. Mm-hmm. The cabal was fronting him money and they were promoting his work. Whereas later in life, Tesla was ostracized. So mm-hmm. if you don't have big media behind you, then, and obviously Tesla did not have the internet 100 years ago, what's he going to do?
He might have.
He had his own internet, you're right.
You know what else I thought was very interesting is that when I was looking up the book, The Return of the Dove by Margaret Storm about Tesla, if you actually put it in Amazon, like Return of the Dove, Nikola Tesla, what kept popping up was Baron Trump, this new book called Baron Trump. And I'm like, why is this popping up? This is so random. And I still don't understand why. But I mean, that book was written like 50 or so years ago. And it's about a kid named Baron Trump and a presidency in New York, which is so random. Like, you know, that is actually Trump's son's name is Baron. So it's so weird that happened. But it was Trump's uncle, who was an engineer who was actually called to Tesla's room the night he died.
Yeah, I'm finding this interesting. I've heard this before, so I can't corroborate it. But
it's go on. It's so interesting. But you're right. There are so much cover up around it. And you know that when like churches or government goes to such lengths to hide stuff, that you know it's very significant and powerful for our sovereignty.
Yes, thank you. Yes, this again, scalar energy, free energy will upset the military industrial complex. So, you know, why do we talk about this? What's the point here? We're trying to instill this knowledge. We want the general public to realize that there's another opportunity. There's another source of energy. And everything that we can do with electricity or coal or oil, we can accomplish with scalar energy without pollution. It's free. It's easy to use. So why are we still using oil and coal and electricity and nuclear power? Because the powers that be want to make money off of us.
Yes.
They want to keep us in chains. Tesla wanted to liberate mankind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And now here, you know, 60, 70 years later, however long it is. We are, I think, trying to move. I know the younger generations are very much fighting for that. So I also find it interesting that if you look at one of the things that CERN is studying is scalar energy. This is like their big thing they've been studying. And some people, like you said, it goes by many names, dark matter, you know, it's all the same they're talking about. So, but yes, scalar energy is being studied by this hydro collider or whatever.
Yes.
What are they trying to do?
They're trying to create a miniature star. That's my goal. So the really quintessence of the universe is to imitate the universe, to imitate nature. What's the perfect paradigm? A star. What's the perfect energy source? A star.
Okay.
So whether it's a Hadron Collider or some type of nuclear reactor, what is the point here? You're trying to create perpetual energy.
Wow.
I think many scientists realize you can only drill for oil and natural gas for so long. So perpetual energy. And I think many people are starting to realize the only source of perpetual energy is not coal, is not oil, is not electricity, it's scalar or radiant energy, or mm-hmm. call it chi or prana. That right. is the answer to the future. You know, wow. we've got some incredible engines that are very efficient, and their power outage is quite phenomenal, but it's still the electromagnetic spectrum. It still has its limitation. So what do I see with these experiments, these sub rosa experiments of government and big business? They're trying to create the perfect energy source. They failed thus far, but they're still trying.
Yeah, and you wonder how much like intention has to do with that. I mean, because we're also talking about a very intelligent energy. Am I right? Yes. This energy, if it is esoteric, right? It is intelligent, living. It's not stupid. So it's beyond our brain's capacities to be able to, you know, try to use it.
But let me make this analogy. The computer has a cloud. We have an information system. We have the information cloud, but that all has to be programmed by people. But nonetheless, that's our information system, whether it's accounting or some type of computer-aided design or AI, call it what you will. Nonetheless, it is a man-made cloud. Now, that instructs our information highway, which is great. Mm-hmm. But consider the universe, the infinite universe, and that there's a cloud, an information cloud in the universe, and the computer of the universe are the stars. The stars, energy, light, are information, instructions. Scalar energy from the stars broadcasts that information throughout the universe. So I give people a great deal of credit. Our information cloud, our computer system is wonderful, but there's something much more eloquent. The infinite cloud are the stars and the energy from the stars.
And it's divine. There's a difference in its divinity, right? You said the omnipresence. I also find it interesting, and I don't know if you followed this, but I started to see a pattern that when CERN did turn on their hydro collider, coincidentally, there always was like some major solar flares happening with the sun. And the sun has had more, you know, solar flares and storms than ever recorded. Yes. And I can feel it. Yesterday, I was sitting outside with my dogs and I could feel the sun. I could almost see the rays. And I was like, I said, I wonder if something's going on with the sun. Sure enough, the last like 3 days have been like very high solar flares. How does that affect? Because I really do think that's going to affect how we connect with energy.
Yeah, I would concur. Now, I did not know that there was this association between this activity with the collider and solar flares. Now, if there is that connection, then that shows you that this collider is communicating with the stars, with the sun. And in so doing, it's doing that through either an electromagnetic pulse or a scalar pulse. But it shows you that once you find your way into that paradigm, into that working model, you can have an influence on a star, the sun, or the universe for that matter. So this is how powerful these tools are. And these tools are non-local. You can affect nature throughout the solar system. They're not bound by one particular geographical point. No, they're non-local. And the fact that you communicate now with the sun, perhaps this is what they're doing, that's powerful instructions to me.
It's just something that I observed. I actually went back and tracked and looked up the solar flares for those days. And sure enough, I went back like years. I just found like a pattern. However, you know what, Tom, what kind of things have you seen that scalar energy has healed with the method that you're using?
You know, thank you. Everything I do with my instrument, I instruct. I'm going to hold this up. This is a photograph of Epstein-Barr virus. Mm-hmm. So I can instruct my instrument to look at this virus and then ascertain the molecular bonds and then break down, shatter those molecular bonds.
Wow.
This is a process in which I don't identify a microbe. A photograph identifies a microbe, a germ.
And they say that lives in people forever or for a long time. Isn't that one of those?
It's considered to be a universal virus, so to speak. Many people have it. It's, and nobody can understand that there's a cure. There's no discernible way to eradicate it. Well, with a scalar energy instrument, I think we can change that. We can look at, we can interpret this as a form of light, light instructions. And then scalar energy will send those light instructions into me. And in so doing, the Epstein-Barr virus will disassemble. Now, that's quite fascinating. And we've proven that, well, at least I'll say people have proven that to us, because people tell us after our sessions that they no longer have any viral load for Epstein-Barr. Well, to me, that's quite fascinating. Does it work? Well, you really have to rely upon the people who speak to us. They're saying to us that they no longer have the Epstein-Barr virus. And they'll have a follow-up PCR test. If you take a look at this virus, the Epstein-Barr virus that we have on our screen now, there's a lot of information. There's a genetic code. You can see the molecular bonds on that photograph. It's a high magnification of Epstein-Barr. So a scalar energy instrument is going to ascertain the molecular bonds, look at the genetic structure of that virus, and then send the information into a person or an animal to negate the molecular bonds. We're going to break down the molecular bonds of Epstein-Barr. So this is how scalar energy works. It's information. It's not a chemical. It's not a biological process. It's so simple. It's so straightforward. Most people, it just takes them a little bit of time to grasp that we're working with the information cloud. We're not working with chemicals.
You know, this seems like very similar to, say, some divine healing sessions that I've been a part of, or like I do Reiki energy healing. You know, it seems similar.
Well, you know, to speak about, let's just call it prayer or intention. Many people can pray and have the intention you could be healed through prayer or intention. Now, what is it? What is the driving force of prayer or intention? Prayer and intention are functions of scalar energy or consciousness. So now we see how when you put all of this together, prayer, thought, positive thinking, that's all a scalar wave. That's all a scalar instruction. You know, this is why, as an aside, this is why it's so important to have a positive outlook on life, have goals, be happy. Because when you follow in that train of thought, what will result is that therefrom you'll have a positive outlook, a virtuous lifestyle. So what you think is really essentially what you're going to create.
Mm-hmm. But you mentioned that earlier, like tapping into that scalar energy can also help you manifest.
Yeah, thank you so much. And that's the key to understanding this. It's intention or instructions. You know, I can't accentuate enough that the physical manifestation in nature is the very end result of instructions. Before you build a home, you have what? Blueprints. Mm-hmm. You have instructions. And then finally get around to building the home. Well, when God built the universe, he had instructions. And how does God deliver those instructions? Through light.
Yes, light, scalar light. So we need to get our heads out of our asses in the dark, literally.
You know, well, things are changing. You and I realize that. I've seen such progress over the past decade, of the past 20 years. And if this continues, it's an unstoppable movement. And we encourage people to think big, because with invention, with discovery, a new beginning is always in the offing.
Yes, for sure. Things are definitely changing. And you know, there's going to be that uncomfortable transition time that happens with all transition and change. However, with COVID, a lot of people are talking about long haul COVID symptoms. I felt like I had them for a while. You know, I've had COVID 3 times. And I think that all 3 times I may have fought a little bit of long haul.
Yeah. What did the pandemic do? Many people are now thinking about their situation and taking a closer look at life, at reality. Many people realize that there were many mistakes made during the pandemic. I'm not going to isolate each one, but there were many mistakes. So we have to improve on our approach in life. Mm-hmm. I think it was a wake-up call for many people. They saw that many of the checks and balances that were in place failed, and failed miserably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and where to trust them.
We the people are going to change that. We're going to see this better world moving forward. There were just too many mistakes. Right. We should not have made these mistakes during the pandemic. And we continue to make these mistakes.
I know. I look at my youngest daughter, she's just about to turn 11. She has so many things from that. I mean, she's just very introverted, more than she ever was before. I can see that there's a lot of trauma that those younger kids are going to have to break free from. But, did you actually take a picture? Because I know you take pictures, like you were just showing me. Did you take a picture of COVID and put that in there?
Yes, to answer your question, yes. And I always have to prove my work by the results. My family and my friends during the pandemic did not go to the hospital for symptoms of COVID. Keep in mind, I only work with a photograph of a person or a collage of many people, but I only can prove my work as the results, and I have to rely upon the testimony of people. The people who are under my care, my family and friends, nobody had COVID. Nobody has long COVID today.
You know what? I remember when I did longer than your trial. I think I did a whole month, I want to say. And I remember being flipped out because this is at a point where I didn't have a clue what the hell scalar energy was at that time. And even after, it's kind of one of those things, even with the Rasha machine, it's like, I don't know what it's doing to me. I can't tell you what it's doing to me. All I know is that it worked.
Yes.
I remember very specifically calling up Mandy going, dude, I don't have that stomach symptom anymore. It's like going away. Like, I'm going to keep doing this. I'll let you know. Because it is, though, back to that's my experience, right? I can speak on it. Like, no one told me, take this pill. You don't need to know what it's called. You can't say all those letters anyways. And trust me that it's going to do whatever chemically in your body and who knows what the side effects might be, right? No, this was amazing. Can you tell our listeners like what it looks like, and if they wanted to do this, like what they would have to do and how they would receive it?
Okay. Well, I like to prove what I'm doing. So my website has 15 days of free sessions. Anybody can visit the website. You're going to email us just your facial shot, just your bust shot. And for 15 days, we'll balance your chakras, we'll eliminate microbes, and we'll create nutrients. All this information is on the website. Now, what's the long and short here? You, the general public, be the deciding factor. You make the judgment. Now, keep in mind, this is a new science. My instruments are unique. My protocol is unique. So nobody's been able to duplicate my results. So in order for this to move forward, people, as a grassroots movement, people have to say that there is some benefit to a scalar energy session. That's where I'm at right now. I don't work with academia or any business or any government. I work alone. So I have to rely upon the people to acknowledge that there's some merit to my work and then to forward the movement, to help me on a grassroots platform to introduce this to a wider audience. That's where we're at today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually found you. I came across you a few times on BitChute as well.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I did.
And let's speak to those alternative media sites. Thank God. Thank God, because my work is not so suppressed on these alternative social media sites. Thank you.
Sometimes those are the only ones that I can find anything that's true.
Isn't that? I don't know if people are quite realize that, but BitChute is now really a viable alternative to many other social media sites. Try it, people. BitChute is okay. You're not going to be censored.
Yeah, I would absolutely agree with you. I'm like, podcasting is a little bit more free than, say, YouTube or some of, the other ones. Podcasting, you could get away with quite a bit. But that's the thing. You have to speak out. We've been hiding the truth for so long. Yeah.
When you see that suppression, especially in the media and in a country, we'll speak for our country, United States of America, that's against our Constitution. You have the right to speak. And when you suppress free speech, then that's tyranny. That's wrong.
And you know what? it becomes generational, because I think I am really truly the first woman in my lineages to ever speak out on, you know, such things. And it's a very powerful thing, and I'm very excited, and I know my daughters will too. And so, yeah, gone are the days, right?
You're right. Gone are the days.
Yep. Thank you so much. I love what you're doing, bringing this to our consciousness. You know, one day, you know, maybe we'll talk about you like we do Tesla. So you got to keep it going. Pass the baton.
Shanna, thank you. The whole point here is to help people. That's the point of my research. That's the point of any, that should be the point of any research. It should help people. Visit the website, scalarlight.com. Try, avail yourself of the 15 days of free sessions. There's no obligation. Just send in your photograph. If it makes sense, then tell your family and friends. That's the only way we can promote this. Thank you.
Everyone should get online and go and get, I mean, it can't hurt you. Believe me, this is the kind of thing that people should be trying. You can experience it, right? This is something you can experience for yourself and then make up your mind.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. And then, so is there any other places that you want people to find you?
Social media sites are on the bottom of the home.
Yeah.
God bless everybody. Let's change the world.
Yes. Good job. Thank you so much for coming on again.
Thanks, Shannon.
Thanks for listening to Sense of Soul Podcast. And thanks to our special guests for joining me. If you want more of Sense of Soul, check out my website at www.mysenseofsoul.com, where you can work with me one-on-one or help support Sense of Soul Podcast by donating to my coffee fund. Thanks for listening.